Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Drop in today for your delicious $8 coffee and cake special.
Last week, Taylor Swift was named America's Artist of the Decade, and this week, Ed Sheeran has been named the UK's Artist of the Decade, with Shape of You being named the top song of the decade. Gunners, who would you name Australia's Artist of the Decade?
Probably Guy Sebastian.
I'd say Sia.
Really?
Yeah. When you really think about it, she's internationally acclaimed.
Yeah, fair enough. 16-year-old climate crusader Greta Thunberg has been named Time's Person of the Year for 2019. Time magazine's editor-in-chief said she's an ordinary teen who, in summoning the courage to speak truth to power, became the icon of a generation. She became the biggest voice on the biggest issue facing the planet this year. Thunberg is also the youngest person to ever receive the honour.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
The 2020 Screen Actors Guild Award nominations are out, with The Irishman, Bombshell and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood vying for the most film nominations with 4 apiece. All 3 are for outstanding performance by a cast, while individually, Joe Pesci and Al Pacino were nominated for The Irishman and Leo and Brad for Once Upon a Time. Now, Robert De Niro was again snubbed for his leading role in The Irishman, although he is receiving the SAG's Lifetime Achievement Award. On the TV side, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel led the pack with 4 nominations, followed by several shows that scored 3 noms, including Fleabag, The Crown, Game of Thrones, The Kominsky Method, The Morning Show and Stranger Things. The 26th SAG Awards will air January 19.
Now, do you remember when Olivia Newton-John auctioned her famous Grease costumes, including the iconic black jacket?
Yes.
Well, the billionaire who bought it for $243,000 for her Cancer Wellness and Research Centre in Australia has given it back to her.
That's really nice.
He said it shouldn't sit in a billionaire's closet for bragging rights, and it belonged to her. She was overwhelmed, as you'd expect, by the generosity.
Which is what I'm going to do right now.
Are you serious? That is the most incredibly generous thing to do for me. I'm so grateful, and I'm just blown away.
And Jack Black has hinted that Jumanji, The Next Level, may be his last movie.
Whatever.
Yeah, the 50-year-old funny man said he's ready to ride off into the sunset. Unless Quentin Tarantino comes knocking, which he just might, because Quentin Tarantino has revealed that a Kill Bill 3 is a possibility. How cool would that be? Anyway, back to Jack Black. He'll still be making music with Tenacious D, and Jumanji, The Next Level is out in cinemas December 26th.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.